Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
So today is National Face Your Fears Day. It is celebrated on the second Tuesday of October every single year. So today's your day. Face your fears. And one of the fears that Katie has apparently is waxing.
Yes, I can't. And I didn't even know. I just developed that this week.
So backstory, Katie is going to Chicago this weekend to meet with a dude that she's smitten over.
Yeah, and we've known each other a long time.
And, yeah. She's in a 22-month dry spell.
Yep.
And fingers crossed.
I mean, but I'm really doing something wrong if I come back and that streak still stands. I just want you to know, like, I'm not doing it right.
So I guess this is not out of the ordinary, but you are preparing yourself in case things were to get a little spicy.
Yes, doing all the things. And anybody who's, you know, I think guys and women, we can all relate to this. There's just things that you get, you know, up to speed, if you will, or, you know, you make sure that they are, they're on your A game.
Yeah.
I have been dieting, I've been, you know, working out a lot, been trying to eat better. It's just like I've been doing a lot of things. I'm getting a manicure and a pedicure today. I bought pajamas. I didn't tell you that part because I sleep in basketball shorts and a t-shirt and I'm like, I don't think I should do that.
What do your PJs look like?
So I bought girl pajamas. It's an actual, like,
are they like silk?
Yeah.
And, like, the button down?
They're
and the
like
little
girly. Like, aww. I look like a girl.
That's so cute.
I went and did that too.
That's going to look good.
But yeah, the waxing thing. So I was trying to, like, think a few steps ahead and I was like, I should go get waxed. I've never done that before. So I just figured it's book an appointment, show up, you're done, you're good to go. And we were talking about it yesterday, and then multiple people messaged me and reached out to me to say, Katie, if this is your first time waxing, you probably don't want to do that right before you go see a person. Mm-hmm. Like that, because you could, like, have adverse reactions. You could break out into a rash. The stuff that they use couldn't set with your skin right. Like, there's so many things that could happen, and you don't want to chance
that.
You'll
be all bumpy.
So exactly. So I was like, well, scratch that. Canceled the waxing appointment. There's like, I started to get anxiety about my waxing appointment, and I just don't need that.
Starting to breathe heavy. Heart is beating.
I have enough anxiety going into this weekend.
You're grabbing yourself like, ooh.
Yeah. No, like, ooh. I don't need to add one more
layer.
You're
putting ice on it, and you haven't even been there.
Yes, ooh. To the anxiety dip. Like, we don't need to do
today's
that.
Today's Face Your Fears Day, though. Go do it.
I am facing a lot of fears already.
Go like, to somebody reputable.
I have
reputable.
To worry about using the bathroom at us again.
So
I'm going to be spending time with this guy a lot of time, multiple. It's like three full days. I get there Friday morning. I spend the night Saturday. I spend the night Saturday. I am there until Sunday night. Like, I don't.
You're going to have to go poo poo pee.
Yes, my flight doesn't leave until 9:45 at night on Sunday. So it's like I'm going to be there with him for almost three full days.
Oddly enough, I was thinking about you last night as I was watching Love Is Blind.
Yeah,
which is what I do now. Because, you know, I've completely lost my man card.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, I was
welcome
actually waxing
side.
My upper lip, and I had cooling patches under my eyes, and I had cucumber slices, and all sorts. It was a whole thing. But anyway, I was watching Love Is Blind, and I was thinking about you, because they're at the point where they're at this hotel in Mexico,
yeah,
and they're all shacking up for the first time. It's the first time they're spending nights together, and it's for a whole week. And I'm watching this, and I'm like, boy, how uncomfortable is it if you got to go poo-poo?
Yeah.
If you got to make a stinky? You know, and that's a very intimate thing, a very personal thing. And you're in there with strangers. You got stranger danger.
And it's funny because they're along the same lines of me in the sense that they have really, like, fast-tracked the portion of getting to know the other person on that show. So, like, they have done nothing but, like, I guess, you know, spit their vomit about their lives about mm-hmm. each other for the last couple weeks. And so, like, they know so much about each other, but this is something they haven't done. And that's kind of my relationship with this guy is we've known each other for 4 years. We've told each other things that I haven't told other people. Like, this man knows things about me that other people don't know. But I am afraid to spend 3 days with him because
is he
of
in
all
a house?
These things. He's in an apartment.
One bedroom, one bathroom.
One bedroom, I believe. One bathroom, one bedroom.
What are you going to do?
So I have a few options. I want to give a shout out to my friend Leah who texted me and said poopery. Like, I forgot all about those little spray cans.
It puts
that
a little film on the water.
And it's, like, really pungent. Like, that masks the smell like nothing.
It doesn't mask all the smell.
No,
though.
But a lot of it. So I'm thinking
and I feel
definitely.
Like you...
No, I'm fine.
I feel like you would probably want to dump the bottle.
You feel like I got a few layers of smell.
I feel
there.
Like if you do that, usually it's a little spray pump with one finger like this, up like this. But I think you need a Windex bottle. You gotta. It's got to be like a trigger action that
the
you're really like.
Doodle.
About 80 squirts in that toilet
80?
Versus the two or three that you're supposed to.
I've got the gallon bucket in the bathroom with me.
Just a hunch. Just a hunch. I've known you for a long time. I know your diet habits, so just a hunch.
Okay.
And you told us what you're going to be eating there.
I know.
And that is...
That's the other
you're
thing.
Excited to eat. It's Chicago.
Yes,
yeah, yeah.
They've got a
Listen,
lot of good food.
We got to get to a break. We can continue with this if you want. If not, we do have a show wants to know. But if any ladies want to sound off, give Katie advice on how she should prepare to hang with this guy over the weekend. If you have advice when it comes to potty time.
Yeah.
This is real life. This is out in the dating world here. This
well,
is
even outside,
things to think about.
Outside of the potty world stuff. Like, if you are thinking of anything that I have not thought of, if I need to anticipate something, going to hang out with a guy for 3 days, you know what I mean? Like, any advice is welcome right now.
Katie's love life has been top of mind for many, many, many of our female listeners who are kind of in the same boat. So I have no problem opening up the phone lines right now. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. If you'd like to sound off, we'll take some calls. We would love to chat with you. If not, we'll move on to something else. I'm fine with that. But
there we
I
go.
Just love thinking about Katie struggling to go poo-poo.
Everybody's rooting for me.
I'm rooting for. I don't know what I'm rooting for.
What are you rooting for, Jeremy?
The truth to
I'm
come
kind
out.
Of rooting I for know. 3 days of mass constipation.
Oh.
You know I have to spend Monday with you. Like, I come back Monday. I'm hanging out with you
what
for
time
the first
you
five
you
hours.
Back?
I come back at 11:30 at night, and I'm back
oh, you'll
here
be at
in
home
the studio.
For a little bit.
Yeah, but who knows? I may just save it just for you.
No. Here's Tara. Hi, Tara. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. So do you have advice for Katie?
I have two things for advice.
Number okay. two? All right.
One, flush right away.
Yeah.
Two,
Hold on. Flush right away.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then she's going to have multiple flushes.
I know. That was my
That's okay.
No, that's unsettling. If he's in the next room and she's going through four flushes.
Like, what's happening
he's
in
like,
there?
All
yeah.
of a sudden, I'm not in the mood for sexy time anymore.
Yeah. That was the thing about the multiple flushes. But, you know, outside of that.
Well.
She's like, well.
Flush once and then light a match after.
There's timing too with that flush. Like you gotta. Never mind. I don't.
Right
go
after
into
it plops, you gotta.
Like you gotta. There's gotta be timing. Is like even before it lets loose, you gotta flush, and then it's like down and okay anyway. And then matches. there's logistics to that, Katie. There is.
I don't want to burn anybody's house down either.
Yeah, what
so.
If she sets off the fire alarm in his apartment?
I'm sure she knows how to light a match.
I know. I've done that before. I mean, that's not rocket science, but yeah, no. There's just. It's so, like, I'm so nervous about all of it. More so this than anything. Like, this man
and
hasn't seen
me. He's probably not even thinking about it.
I know. He's not thinking about this at all. You know he's not. But
he
this
will
is,
be if he smells it.
I know. This is top of mind for me.
When was the last time you had to deal with this, Tara?
Oh, gosh. Long time ago.
Yeah.
Puts them in a dry spell like Katie.
Yeah. But that's something we can all relate and something that probably never changes in humanity is, right, is we're embarrassed to do
Correct.
This in front of each other.
It is funny that
Correct.
It is so embarrassing, but it's so natural and
we
all
do
it.
It. Yeah.
And, you know, you just.
This is true.
Just do it. Like, and I'm exactly. so far into my relationship with Nicole, it's like, I don't know. I'll tell you about my story. This weekend, I have to, well, on Thursday night, I have to start prepping for. Colonoscopy. I'm going to be out on Friday, Tara. So, like, you have to be incredibly comfortable with your partner to do colonoscopy prep.
This is true.
Bring another roll.
As a matter of fact, the last time I had to do this, I actually went in my pants by mistake. So,
and they still make fun of him, Tara.
They do.
To this day.
I did it in front of my
That's
wife
awesome.
And children, Tara. And there was no poopery. There was no matches. There was nothing.
Nothing.
I just trusted a toot a little too much, and out it came. Tara, thank you for calling in. Yep, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate you.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Tara.
Multiple messages coming in, too, that you just do it right before you shower.
Yeah.
So just knock it out, knock the bottom out, and then get in the shower.
No, exactly. Like, that's probably the best advice as far as just, like, if I don't want to bring anything, if I don't, like, bring something to prepare. I like the poopery. Nod, because that to me is a little canister. I can sneak that in. That's not going to be an
keep
issue.
It on the sly.
You know what I mean? I think that there's some really good advice here, and I'm feeling better about it because I was really nervous.
Well, it's an apartment. Like it's a very small-ish space. Usually the bathroom's near the bedroom,
yes.
And it's like if it's a loud one, that's not what you want.
No,
you don't
exactly.
want to be bringing attention to yourself like that.
And if I'm going to be eating my fungo for the first time, I just don't know
what
to expect.
Could be a loud one.
Fungo.